other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Wow, I have got so much news here. UN calls for eco-fascist world government at Durban Summit. I've got Lord Christopher Monckton joining us on the nightly news tonight to break that down. Also, they're saying James Cameron has vetoed the EU takeover of England, and he's being hailed as fighting the New World Order. I don't know what to make of this, but that's even the Daily Mail saying that. Yeah, world government's just out in the open now. It's, you type world government into the search engine and hit news, you'll see every day dozens of mainstream articles. Wow, it's crazy to be alive right now. Corzine is stunned that MF Global couldn't find missing funds. We're going to get into all of that. Mercosi, letter to EU, now is the time to strip countries of sovereignty. Americans leaving the U.S. in record numbers. They want to put AI systems in your car and cell phones that track everything you're doing. No more talking behind the wheel. Scientists develop a system that can shut down your cell phone while you're driving. That is something we're going to be breaking down. Also, some good news, you know, the globalists have declared war on the U.S. infrastructure and the European infrastructure, Australia, New Zealand, the globalist holdings. They're shutting down the wealthy West because we're their enemy. And they're trying to move everything to third world nations where they totally control the population. Shutting down our power infrastructure, saying they want to. Post-industrial, harassing farmers, ranchers, premises ID, animal ID, harassing small meat packers. They've shut down most of them. They passed, well, the EPA came out and said, we now are going to fine you for hay. Hay is a pollutant. I'm not joking. You remember that earlier in the year. They said any dust off hay, anything, $10,000 fines. And we're going to come in without warrants, and if there's dust, they have little meters. And like a cop pulling you over and checking your window tint. If there's dust in the air, $10,000 fines. Dust in a field. I'm not joking. Here is the Hill newspaper. Farm dust bill approved in House. The House on Thursday approved legislation Republicans said was aiming to ensuring the EPA cannot regulate so-called farm dust. Now, again, this is a military economic shutdown operation. And they tell the bureaucrats, go write more tickets, go harass more 18-wheeler drivers, go white glove inspect everybody or the government's going to collapse. And you go suck money out of everybody, shutting down commerce, and it all gets sucked out to the foreign banks because the states, the counties are all invested in the derivatives. You help implode things believing, I've talked to these cops, yeah, we tell us we got to double our quota because there's no money. There's no money. In a free market system, there's so much wealth and so much commerce, everybody gets rich, basically. Look what America became. But it's been reversed in the last few decades. The wealthiest country in the world. Our poorest people have been some of the wealthiest people per capita compared to other nations. All of those blessings are going out the door right now. Unbelievable. I was going to plug it now, but I'll plug it after the break as we go to Dr. Steve Pachinik. Now, more than ever, it's time to support Infowars.com. But more importantly, you get tools to wake people up. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD right now for $99.95. That's 70% off. All of them. And bumper stickers and a citizen rule book. You can get all of those. We got a lot of other films we're carrying as well, like Scientist Under Attack, Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo, and an excellent film on Oklahoma City, the only modern one I know of out there. A lot of eyewitness reports that we've got available for you right now. A Noble Lie, available at Infowars.com. So it's all available at Infowars.com. And if you order by the 19th, it's guaranteed delivery before Christmas. So you can do all your Christmas shopping at Infowars.com. We've got bumper stickers and citizen rule books at cost. Every order gets a free citizen rule book. You can order those in bulk as stocking stuffers. Yeah, we're not into the war on Christmas here. Sorry, I'm going to say it. Christmas. Sorry, if it makes you mad out there. Control freaks trying to tell me what language to use. And then there's PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a Christmas special we run every year. 44% off. I keep saying 40. It's 44% off a PrisonPlanet.tv membership right now. See the nightly news, everything.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, until about 40 after, Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us, frequent guest here on air. Then Bob Chapman's going to join us. But at 40 after, we're going to have Steve Schenck on of eFoodsDirect.com, the biggest and longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, because we ran a story yesterday. Oath Keepers reports and picked up articles out of News Channel 5 out of Tennessee, where there's door-to-door assessment for disaster preparedness. And one of the things they're asking him with 22 questions that we've talked to the folks is, you have storable foods, firearms. It's a federal snooping operation. The state police, who Stewart and others have talked to, mean well, and the people they've got involved mean well, but they're feeding it back to the feds. And then on top of that, Oath Keepers alert federal agents demand customer list from Mormon food storage facility. And, of course, eFoods Direct's the biggest in the country. They're out in Utah. But they're not affiliated with this group. And, of course, Stewart didn't release the name of the group because they're obviously a little concerned. So people are, like, running around trying to find out what group it is. We know who the group is. We haven't released the name, but we may do that or get them on air. So people are trying to find out, well, what group is this? They came in to the group. They said, we want your customer list. They said, no, get a we don't keep list. And plus, you don't have a warrant. The feds got mad and left. So that's what's going on that front. And we're going to get an update from him because they've never had the feds visit them or ask for a list But this has always been a concern, and it shows because it's confirmed they're going door-to-door asking about emergency preparedness. And they've got weird billboards up saying get prepared, but then listing it as a thing that's extremist, the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, to store food. So very bizarre that all of this is going on. But it fits into the bill being passed to have indefinite detention of American citizens, use the military domestically, KBR of Halliburton, now activating the FEMA camps, preparing the teams nationwide. We got those internal memos and the fact that they're getting the subcontractors ready. I'm not saying that they're going to execute this, but the point is they're getting it lined up and ready. And you notice there's warships in the Med, the Persian Gulf, Russia making threats, nukes being moved around, Pakistan threatening, Pakistan cutting off supply lines into Afghanistan, China's who, their president, saying we may have war with the United States, prepare for war 3 days ago. So this is super creepy. And then I have Ynet News out of Israel, one of their big publications, risk of Israel, U.S. strike on Iran has tripled. Senior risk analyst at Barclays Capital says chances of military operation increased from 5 to 10% to 25 to 30% in the past year. And then they also have another article here on this on Reuters. So we're going to get Steve Pachinik's update on all of this. Steve Pachinik, of course, co-wrote many of the books and was the advisor on the all-time best-selling military adventure novels. They're so realistic. Of course, with Tom Clancy, he's got MD in psychiatry from Harvard and also a PhD from Cornell Medical College. I think one of the only people to ever get both those at the same time. And I can't go over his illustrious bio. And he, of course, has worked on overthrowing foreign leaders, you name it. I mean, to try to get into it. Someday we got to get Steve Pachinik on about himself. He never wants to talk about himself. And any stories he can tell us, just because they're so interesting. But StevePachinik.com, of course, helped us expose. And I've since talked to a national media figure and then talked to the individuals they put me in contact with at very high level in the current CIA. And they just said, we want to tell you you're right about bin Laden. Very bizarre 3 weeks ago to have this person reach out to me just to say, I just want to tell you you're right about bin Laden. Very, very strange to have that happen. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But there's a rebellion going on in the government right now against all this stuff that's happening. And that's pretty much been admitted. Steve Pachinik told us about it months ago. Dr. Pachinik joins us now. Doc, all this crazy stuff happening in Pakistan, what's really going on right now?
Well, I'm always glad to be on your show, Alex, and I've got to tell you how important your show is really going on. What's happening in Pakistan is we have literally created a civil war in Pakistan. And the attack of our killing 22 Pakistani officers is part of a long-term attempt by the CIA, not by our military, but the CIA, to create a government, a shadow government within Pakistan. And what we literally are doing in the Pakistani state is to divide the ISI, the Interstate Intelligence Unit, against each other, to push the military of the Pakistan against the civilians, civilians against civilians, because we no longer trust the Prime Minister or any element within the Inter-Service Intelligence Agency, which we created 20, 30 years ago to help us fight terrorism. So what's happened is we have used drones to kill Pakistani soldiers and others whom we felt have not been helping us, and we have created literally the American shadow state in Pakistan. We have gone in and created what's called the T-Unit within ISI. ISI is the Inter-Service Intelligence and breaking and outsourcing of the CIA 20, 30 years ago to fight the Mujahideen. But the S unit of the ISI has been working with the military government and the prime minister to try to stabilize it. So we are now in a civil war that we've created by the CIA, civilians, under Panetta. And we they have disrupted the entire state of Pakistan and breaking it down. Now, Pakistan, more than Iran or any other state, is the most dangerous country that we can take apart because of the nuclear bombs that are there and their ability to use it and the ability for them to break away from any central control. Now, even the CIA senior analysts, including Bruce Rydell, who's one of the top CIA operatives, who created the plan for the Afghanistan-Iraq borders and having our soldiers in there, the CIA said, this is a bad situation going to worse. And one of our senior generals who was fired by Panetta and Obama, a distinguished admiral by the name of Dennis Blair, who's the director of national intelligence, said repeatedly, the CIA cannot run these drones continuously into Pakistan and CIA. That is not a covert operation. Covert is for a short period of time. A long period of time is a military action, and we have to have transparency, rules of engagement, and he was fired for that. So within the military, we are having a major war between the military, the army, the navy, and the civilians. The civilians are in control of an organization that is totally out of control now. And what's happening is the American public is paying $20 billion, just to pay off some of the warlords that we have to create in this secret government or the American shadow state in Pakistan. It is so serious that not one legislator has talked about it, not one Republican contender has talked about it, and of course, our president of the United States never mentioned it. And instead, he made this absurd comment that he killed Osama bin Laden. So what we have is disinformation, we have lying, and we have a war where our brave men and women are being killed for a strategy that makes no sense, an objective we could never reach, which is stabilize Pakistan. And instead, we have created our very own problem thanks to the CIA once again running the drones when, in fact, military superiors like Dennis Blair and others from SAFPAC have said we have to take over the drone activities in Pakistan and elsewhere in order to diminish the collateral damage. On top of that, to make matters worse, we now have lobbyists. You won't believe this, Alex. I know the audience won't believe this. Who are going around to lobby for a group called the MEK. The fancy name is Mujahideen, who are Iranian terrorists whom I fought against in the 1970s and 80s, who killed many of my operatives and civilians and contractors who worked for Khomeini, who took us hostage during the same period of time, never killed one of my hostages on the State Department. But the MEK, which did kill 6 to 10 of my people on the field in the 70s, have hired the following people to lobby this group to the Secretary of State, Clinton, to tell them to delist this terrorist group, the MEK, for money. So each one of the following people have received $30,000 to delist the terrorist group. There was Howard Dean and Governor Rendell, General Wesley Clark, General James Jones, CIA Director Woolsey, CIA Director Gross, and one of the greatest whores of all in the lobbies is Fran Townsend, who you see on CNN repeatedly as a, quote, expert in counterterrorism. And then she was exposed last night by Anderson Cooper, which she's a CNN contributor, for also being a whore for lobbyists for a drug company in smallpox where they had nothing to do with it. Then we had Rudy Giuliani, all of whom were hired for $30,000 to $50,000. Mind you, this is a well-known terrorist group that has killed my people, our American people, and have been paid 30 years later to delist them from the terrorist group. So basically, we now have an industry where you can hire politicians and ex-politicians to use their prestige to say that that group, let's say Osama bin Laden, is not a terrorist, or Al-Qaeda is not a terrorist. This is what's happening now in the United States.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back. But it's like that everywhere. Look at MF Global, where he's the CEO. He takes the money, and he tells them, I don't know where the money went in front of Congress. The ATF's been caught shipping guns into Mexico, and the memos have now been released that they were going to blame it on the Second Amendment, and have. That's a false flag event. And now it's just government totally for sale. You've got the Solara Group. You've got $500 million. given to an energy company that never even built anything. I mean, it is in a corrupt world, it's accelerating. We'll ask you why on the other side. And then there's proof of what you're saying about the CIA trying to cause a civil war. Riots in Pakistan for a secret deal with U.S. to pay $2.3 million blood money to free CIA agent who shot dead two men.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Folks, now we had General Hamid Ghul on, who the media has called the real head of Al-Qaeda. The point is, we've had him on, I don't know, 5-6 times over the years because a lot of people listen over in Pakistan. And he's a national figure there. And he said they're trying to start a civil war. But he went on to say that's probably what it is, and he gave evidence. But he said it is a crazy plan because it's only going to unify Pakistan, in his words. And he said, I don't like it, but now the military basically is running Pakistan. I want to get Dr. Steve Pachinik, who you could say at that same peer level as a counterpart to somebody like General Hamid Ghul, who's also a very crafty individual and intelligent. But here's Daily Mail, Associated Press, you name it. This is just last week, and then it happened again months before that. Riots in Pakistan after secret deal with U.S. to pay $2.3 million blood money to free CIA agent who shot dead two men. And they tried to claim diplomatic immunity, and he's out shooting people. It was also reported that he was trying to give uranium to some of the so-called Mujahideen tribal groups. Dr. Pachinik's a real expert on this. What do you make of that case with the CIA agent? What was his name? Raymond Allen Davis. What did you make of that situation? And of course, that's more credence to the destabilization program. And do you agree with Ghul that it's having the opposite effect?
Well, number one, I'm not a great admirer, as I've told you repeatedly over the years, because of the CIA there. I think one of the things I must say, that having worked for President Carter, who fired 4,000 CIA operatives, at the time I thought he was wrong. In retrospect, I think he was right. The CIA is totally out of control. Banana has been very inept in managing the CIA. The CIA is totally corrupt. They have no strategy. They're totally dysfunctional. Even as one of the senior officials has said, as I said, Bruce Rydell, who created the program, what they're creating is not only a nationalized program. What they're doing is destabilizing the entire area far beyond already in a failed state. So let me explain what that means. Pakistan is really a tribal area. They're not unified. There are eight or nine families that control the entire country and are totally corrupt. Benazir Bhutto was corrupt. Her husband, who's now the president of Pakistan, was in prison when I was there, and I worked with the senior official, Yaqub Khan, who put him in prison. And I have been working with the Islamic fundamentalists 20 years ago, where I went to school with them, and they were trying to make a revolution in a civil way. Now what happened, because there is no plan, the CIA has no objectives, and they're totally dysfunctional, that's why the military must take it over, they have created a dysfunctional state now. They won't be unified. I think the general is correct in certain ways. I think it's much more serious than that. I think they're going to be so fragmented, because the AFTA, that's called the Federally Administered Tribal Zones, where we have a lot of problems, and hundreds of Pakistani soldiers were killed before Musharraf was in charge, and Musharraf gave us, the United States and the CIA, permission to come in and become a shadow state within the Pakistan. So you have to understand what that means. That means within our own country, we will have foreign troops to be a shadow state to try to destabilize every state from New York, the East Coast, all the way to California. There is no more Pakistan. What it is now, they're not going to unify. What will happen is they will fractionate, and then groups will take those bombs and use them at will wherever they need to, because we can't control it. And what happens then, as our troops, our honorable warriors, have left Iraq and Afghanistan, and 100,000 will be leaving, and they have spent their lives and their bravery for a strategy that makes no sense. In the meantime, the CIA took it over, destroyed Pakistan, trying to destroy Iran. That won't work. So we have two wars that are in effect going on at this particular point, but we call it covert operations. It's not a covert operation. They are literally wars. One is a civil war that we have created with this president.
All right, but let me ask you this then, Doctor. This is important. What is the strategy then in Pakistan?
What is what?
What is the strategy then? What do they think they're doing?
Strategy was that we were to take over the United States. The CIA wanted to take over the divisions of the ISI, which was called S Division. That's the term they used, which wasn't working with the United States to, quote, kill terrorists. Well, those terrorists were the Mujahideen that we created in Haqqani Group and Al-Qaeda, were all that we created. In other words, we created our own mess 20 years ago. We go in there to try to clean up that mess, and instead, we created more of a mess. So we shadow strategy. We have no focal point. You don't have a Kissinger. You don't have a Baker. You don't have a Schultz. You don't have a point of strategy where it says we need to stabilize the country in order to maintain stability. Instead, we've destabilized it. India is just waiting for it to be destabilized. China is backing.
Stay there, Doc. Stay there. Finish up when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Racks of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Website. It's got incredible information. StevePacinik.com. Pacinik spelled P-I-E-C-Z-E-N-I-K. Or just try to spell it right in Google. We'll get it for you. StevePacinik.com. Our websites, of course, are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. So you disagree then with Gould saying that he thinks this is unifying the country, or perhaps Gould saying that to try to put a good face on it. But I do see your point. If they do try to cause a civil war, they're not going to be able to shift some new government in and control that. It's going to break the country up. But some would say that that's what Israel, that's what India might be wanting. So I understand from your perspective, there seems to be no method to this madness. Finishing up on Pakistan, a brief comment on Russia, the attacks now on Hillary, the warships, Russian and U.S. in the Med. the Chinese president saying prepare for war with the U.S. I mean, they haven't talked like that, as you know, in decades. What is this escalation globally all about, Dr. Pechenik?
It's very simple. What they see is a weakness in the president of the United States. When Russia sees a weakness in a president like Obama, who cannot assert his will or is not strong, they start to attack the president. I have to give credit to Hillary for standing up and saying to Putin that, in effect, you are crooked. Furthermore, first of all, you have to know who Putin is. Putin worked in the Stasi under Marcus Wolf for 8 years. He was trained by East German intelligence. In effect, I will tell you something that will be shocking to most people. We in the intelligence community put Putin back in there in order to stabilize Russia after we took down the Soviet Union. The reason we did that is Yeltsin was totally corrupt. It was dismantling the entire republic. And ironically, in the game of stability and national interest, Putin is really, let's say, the output sourcing of CIA and intelligence work at a time when we really were effective in doing what we need. So Putin is there at the good grace of the U.S. government. In turn, he's told to cool it because he knows he's becoming increasingly wealthy by supplying gas and oil to Germany. He himself has been able to play games with China, but in effect, Hillary has done an excellent job of saying, don't push us too far because we can come back and hurt you the way we did under the Soviet Union. Now, the one thing I will ask Hillary to do is not to delist the MEK, which her husband, that group, the Mujahideen, the People's Liberation Army out of Iran, was the terrorist group that her husband put on the list as terrorists. Bush Jr. put on the list as terrorists. So that's excellent. China, in turn, is having an economic problem. They're not exporting as much as they can. They have to pay more money for their middle class, and they're having over 75,000 riots a year, which they should have. And actually, the Chinese middle class and students are being thrown out because there's not enough work for them. And I would say to my Chinese compatriots there to continue to fight the Chinese government, the Communist Party, is encroaching, as the New York Times showed very well, into private entrepreneurs. So what's happening is, in order to distract the attention away from China, they're trying to project their force structure into East Asia. And we, in turn, correctly are moving our naval bases, the SEPAC, that's Command and Chief of the Pacific, we're moving all our naval assets into the Straits of Malacca, the China Sea, in order to deny access to the Chinese transport system so that if they get out of control, because there's an area called the Spratly Islands where there's a lot of oil, and China has illegally claimed the oil belongs to them. So they are now in a small conflict with Vietnam, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Indonesia. We, in turn, and I think it's a very good strategy Hillary's done, is made Vietnam our ally, Indonesia our ally, Myanmar, which was suppressed, our ally, and Cambodia, which I worked on the Khmer Rouge and the disarming. So from that point of view, what's happening is we are effectively moving our strategic interests to the Far East in order to contain and deny access to the Chinese. In terms of Europe, we have a real problem, but not as much of a problem as everybody believes. Our exports to Germany, France, and Italy are not as great as everybody thinks. What is a problem is, again, the issue of the core signs of the world. He is totally corrupt. Now, I say this not as a psychiatrist, as a man who changed regimes, but I was also a managing director of a major investment banking firm, which I took down in 6 months because of their own corruption. That was Kidder Peabody. So I know exactly what Corzine did. He did off-balance sheet accounting, which means that what the Senate is looking at is on the PL, profit and loss statements and the balance sheet, the official. What he did was unofficially take all the monies from our farmers, our hardworking farmers and American citizens, use that $600 million to invest in high-risk 37-to-1 ratio risk. In other words, if I put in a dollar, I'm betting on $37 that I can make money on it. And he risked it on sovereign debt on an off-balance sheet negative counting. That means if you and I did that, you and I would be in prison. Cause I must go to prison. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I speak as a former managing director, as a former gunslinger in the private industry, and you know very well, and as a former individual who brought in the head of the SEC to clean out a guy named Gary Lynch. Cause I must go to prison. If he does not go to prison, it will be an indication to our farmers, to our citizens, that the system is so corrupt that not even the most corrupt of all of them will be exonerated. So we have a problem here. And if our judicial system can't handle it, our legislative system can't handle it, then the people of the United States, the farmers and the American people must handle it personally, because he is corrupt.
All right, Doc, we're out of time. Hopefully we can get you back up next week for an update.
I'll come on next week. I like it. Thank you very much, Alex, and thank your audience.
All right, thank you for coming on with us. If Corzine can get away with leveraging $600 million to now $3 billion missing and say, I don't know where the money went, I mean, that's ridiculous. He was the CEO. And for the first time in the mercantile's history, just say, the money's gone, you're not getting it, most of you. And people's private accounts of companies they bought, and then they looted the accounts. Just amazing. If they can get away with that, the sky's the limit. Now, we have seen a giant homeland security movement in this nation to demonize patriots, people that prepare, people that homeschool. It's already done. The die's already cast. I mean, the Justice Department has now been caught, and it's been confirmed, in perjury, shipping guns themselves to Mexico, not just selling them out of gun shops, to destabilize Mexico, to take control of other drug cartels, and to then blame the Second Amendment. That's CBS News, New York Times. They are criminals. So the sky is the limit. And I've told you this for years. The banker bailouts, what's happening in Europe, they're going to implode the world economy to bring in the world government. You've heard Lindsey Williams. You've heard Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser. You've heard Steve Pachinik. They all agree. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Bob Chapman, Ron Paul. Collapse. Collapse by design. And so I get up here. Many revolutionaries finance the revolution by robbing banks or by robbing stagecoaches in the old days. The founding fathers did that. You know, by taking British ships. We don't do that. We use the free market system promoting things I believe in to fund the nightly news, the daily radio show /TV, the award-winning films that reach tens of millions apiece, the websites that reach millions a day now, with the truth. We don't do like the communists and others, you know, in modern times out robbing people to fund themselves. I promote things I believe in. And now everybody's getting into the food business. It is hysterical. I listened to San Antonio radio. I listened to two radio stations this morning. San Antonio AM, in between listening to voice messages, and then I tuned to 93.7 KLBJ and heard an ad for a storable food company saying, don't end up at the FEMA camp. Basically, you know, never stand on a bread line if you own your own bread, taking everything that, you know, Steve Shanks basically put out over the years. And saying it. I mean, that means it's at all-time proportions when everywhere I tune and on TV I see storable food, storable food. The funny thing is, we're not going to be mean and say the companies. Most of these companies you see out there are either selling old food or foreign food that's still somewhat old, or they're trying to get Steve Shank, who's got the biggest factories, the biggest outfits in the country, to have him produce for them. And he's so busy, he's like, no, I'm not doing it. And a lot of people claim they're the oldest or they're the best. No, Steve Shank is. I've looked into it. And he's where I've gotten my storable food. I bought it other places and it had MSG or weird stuff or was made in China. Just incredible. I get my storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Now, I didn't get him on today. I got him on to be an informational expert for us because of what's happening in the country. And then I automatically turn it into a food pitch. Because with my sponsors, I believe in them. I promote what I do. Gold, silver, food, guns. Pro-family. I mean, I homeschooling. I do it. You know, whatever you hear me promote, I do it. Except for one area, because some things we can't buy that aren't made in Mexico or somewhere else. Most of our products are made in America. Some aren't. Or part of it isn't. You know, the glue for the DVDs is made in China. Sorry, they don't make it anywhere else. You know, I mean, stuff like, yeah, they're made in the U.S., but part of it's from China. The point is, I walk the walk, I talk the talk, and then when I talk the talk, I walk the walk. So I got Steve on. We'll have him this segment, the next, and then into eight after. So part of a segment and two others, because I got him on a little bit later. I called him and said, please come on, because you know we're getting calls from people saying that they're calling you and all this stuff because of two different news articles I've got here in front of me. Here is News Channel 5.com, the big one of the big TV stations there in Tennessee, in Nashville. And it says that for emergencies, they're doing door-to-door assessment for disaster preparedness. And our contacts in Tennessee have confirmed, they won't say what the 22 questions are, but it's do you own firearms? Do you have storable food? The news says they ask 22 questions, but then don't tell you the 22 questions. So we know. So we have this article. Then Stuart Rhodes is confirmed. He knows the name of the place. They don't want to be public. It's a small Mormon cannery, you know, where they sell storable foods. People can bring their own farmers and get it stored because they believe not just in selling you food. They want to teach you how to do it, which everybody used to do. My grandparents on my dad's side, you know, canned till the day they died. And I guess that's weird and evil, but that's what, you know, the grasshoppers don't store food. The ant does, and the ant survives. But continuing here, you know, any frontier stock are into storing food. It's just it's fun to do. It's good to can your own food, and you do it. But their Tennessee chapter head, Rand Cardwell, went to it, confirmed. They went to this Mormon cannery. The feds came in, FEMA, and wanted to know their list of who was buying food. And they said, A, we don't keep list, and B, we're not going to give it to you. You know, you don't have a warrant. Get out of here. But this story's gone huge. It's just absolutely gone huge. And so people have been calling us. They've been calling eFood saying, well, have the feds come to you? No. No. Read the article. It's not eFoods Direct. It's a small outfit. So we don't know if there's some group they sold to that the government's concerned about. But why would you be concerned about, you know, dried peas or whatever? But I believe because of Tennessee and the checkpoints and everything, it's a testing site with the roadside checkpoints, the TSA, all of it is centering around Tennessee and the states that are around it. That's the center of the country, the heartland of the nation, you know, the volunteer state. And you know, Tennessee was basically founded Texas. Most of my ancestors were from Alabama and Tennessee. The point is that you know, talk about Texas, you know, rooting, tooting, fighting for freedom. That's all out of Tennessee. So the system does not like Tennessee. Period. And there's definitely stuff going on there, but we don't know exactly what's happening yet. But you add this into other stuff that's gone on, and executive orders about, you know, food hoarding. So with one arm, the government says, get ready, store food. And then with the other, though, then it's like, ooh, I had the awesome police chief here a couple days ago in studio, and after he's like, why are you into storing food, Alex? And I'm like, well, the government stores stuff, food and weapons. So, and the cops all that were with him thought it was, you know, well, I guess they were laughing at him or me. They claimed they were listeners. But the point is, you're crazy with all this coming down on you to count on the government to have storable food for you. So I've a long 5-6 minute preface. We'll keep them as long as we have to get this covered and then go to Bob Chapman. But Steve Schenck, you are the national expert. That's why I've got you here. You've been in this 40 years. You are the big outfit. You are the quality food. You are the real McCoy. You're not all these other people rushing in now that folks are finally concerned and getting food. You were country when country wasn't cool. You were canning food and when it wasn't cool because it's part of your common sense belief system. So you are the preeminent expert on this. This is why we've got you here. But I'm still going to turn it into a pitch for food because I don't care. People need to get it. I know you said, I'm not coming on to pitch food. And I said, I want you on to be our expert. So you're here. Tell us what's going on.
Awesome.
We've got Steve Schenck joining us for the first time ever from video Skype. Steve, are you there?
I am, Alex. It's nice to hear your voice again.
It's good to have you. Now, we're going to break in a few minutes. You know I'm long-winded, but break down your view at a preliminary level on this this information from Tennessee.
Well, I think it's really interesting that one of the things that we've always done, Alex, is we've concluded that everything has an advantage for us if we look at it the right way. when the Patriot Act was passed, and it was indicated that if you had a disaster and you weren't capable of sustaining yourself for 30 days, that you'd be required to go to a gathering center. This was quite offensive in some perspectives, but if you think about it, if in fact the relief organizations were going to try to support the people who hadn't properly taken care of themselves, they'd have a really hard time delivering breakfast, lunch, and dinner to 5 million homes at any given point in time. Cannot be done. That's the strongest argument for families actually taking responsibility for themselves. So what we've always said, and you and I've had many conversations on this subject, is that those who are capable of preparing and taking care of themselves must do it. It's not only their personal responsibility to their families, but it's their patriotic duty as Americans to take care of themselves so that the relief organizations who are willing and prepared to take care of families can be free to take care of those who are unable or unwilling to take care of themselves when the disasters come. So, much more a common sense perspective. Let me address immediately the subject of the Tennessee issue. As I understand it, some agents went in and were asking one of the LDS cannery operations for their records. And appropriately, the response was, no, we don't keep records of things like that. It's not something that we do. And in our case, we're a large nationwide organization. We're shipping food all over the country, and we're into other countries, in fact. And so food is a very private and personal thing. If you walked up to your friend and said, how much money do you have in your savings account, they'd consider it kind of offensive. Some people in the climate that we have, if you walked up to them and said, how many guns do you have, they'd consider it somewhat offensive. And that would be private personal information. How much gold do you have? That type of thing is what the German government's tried to get the kids to tell their parents by giving them candy during World War II. But the fact is that, very simply, food is so personal. It's the greatest dependency that we have. And the wisdom of preparing yourself and storing and having the ability to control that. You see, people can't control the disasters that occur, the man-made events that are referred to in some of the FEMA council to get prepared. People can't control any of that, but they can control their greatest dependency by having a supply of food. So having said that, very simply, our perspective on the records that we have of people that use their credit cards and pay cash and do whatever they do to get themselves in a situation where they have reliable security for their family, all of those records are encrypted, kept off-site, and very, very secure. And we don't see that as necessary because of the federal government being hostile. We see that as just an extremely important issue of privacy. You can't go into a bank and say to the manager of the bank, hey, listen, I know John Schmelz, and I want to know how much money is in his account. That's a personal thing. And your food, being even more basic than money, being even more basic than ammunition and guns, being even more basic than just about anything else, for families that are concerned about taking responsibility and fulfilling their patriotic duty to be responsible Americans and take care of themselves, that's a very private matter, and it's just as secure and just as importantly done so as would be your bank account or anything else that you have.
Well, Steve, I mean, what does this tell us, though? Because we know that police departments, state departments, they've been hoarding food for years now. The fact that they are wanting to know this, why do you think they're going door to door in Tennessee? Why are they focusing on Tennessee? Is Tennessee a beta test? What's your gut on that?
Well, my gut is that yes, it can possibly be.
Hey, I love that ringer. That's awesome. Go ahead and start over.
my gut feel on the Tennessee issue is that There are elements within the federal organization that are interested in tracking and finding out what's going on with the folks. You can look at it from a positive standpoint and say, well, gee whiz, now I know that some of the work in Tennessee is being done by just saying, hey, we want to make sure people are listening to us and preparing, and we want to take a survey to see how many people are doing it so we can encourage it more. Unfortunately, from our past history, that has not been the motivation in many cases for gathering information on the part of the system. So I think that it would be well taken by families to be concerned with this. I would think that it would cause people, if there is that much interest and it is somewhat negative from the standpoint of our personal freedoms, I would think that the wise thing for families to do is to take this as a maybe a red flag that says, hey guys, if it's that much of a concern and it could be a negative issue, it might be something that people need to consider really getting serious about getting themselves prepared.
Well, that's my next point, is that government has always made fun of being prepared because they want you dependent. Unless you're in Switzerland where they've got their head screwed on straight. They say, have a year of food, have firearms, know how to use them. That's because Switzerland wants to be sovereign and secure. And then expanding on that, now the feds, as you know, the last few years do have billboards up. They are saying have some storable food. But I think that's just so when things collapse, they can say, oh, see, we warned you, knowing most people really aren't getting prepared. But, I mean, look at all the stuff that's happening. Everything we talked about years ago is coming true. It's just, this is real insurance. You can't believe in paper insurance. You can't believe in a paper dollar the way this world's going. You've got to believe in friends and family, your relationship with God, and then physically food, water, firearms, and property. And look, I've moved to the country. I've got a well. I'm putting in the solar. I got a garden. I mean, I know what's coming, the second Great Depression. But then there's the issue. My wife says, well, what do we do? We're here in the country. People know we've got food. The government could come do something. And I'm like, listen, they're criminals. I'm not going to be in the worst position of having nothing and then, well, nobody will want me because I have nothing. I've got to be ready. Just because, and of course, the answer is then have some of it hidden offsite. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's what I've done. I've got my stuff spread out so much. Good luck. And then, well, what if the government demands it? These are criminals. They can't take all our food. They can't take all our guns. Some people say, well, I'm not going to buy a gun. They might confiscate it. Because they might want to confiscate it is why you need it. It shows how important a gun and food is when you go into a situation like this. It'd be like, well, the government of this steamship is trying to confiscate anybody that has life rafts in their rooms. And it's like, well, since you want it, I'm not going to hide my life raft, you know, that's in the closet that isn't blown up. So since you're asking for it, here, go ahead and have it. It's your life raft. It's not theirs. And so you don't not have a life raft because the government might try to come take it. Do you see my point? It's like people saying, I don't want to have kids. The world's just too bad. Well, we wouldn't be here if our ancestors had that same attitude. Who went through a lot more than we're going through physically, I will assure you. You know, it's like, I don't want to have kids. They could die in a car wreck. I mean, it's this total give up on society attitude. I know you've heard it before. Well, I don't want storable food because the government will find out. If the government's that criminal, you better well have some storable food. Do you see my point, Steve? I know I'm ranting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what we try and do, we know that a lot of people look at people like us, folks like us, and say, boy, they're half a bubble off with one oar in the water, a brick shy of a load and a taco short of a blue plate special, because they're into this right-wing radical stuff. All that this news article and these events in Tennessee are showing us is that we become more and more responsible for our own freedoms. Food is freedom, my friends. And however you want to look at this, it is alarming that they came and asked. But the answer that they got was, we keep no records. And besides, if we did keep records, they're none of your business. Well, that's why eFoods from the very beginning has been very, very careful.
Steve, stay there. Finish up on the other side and then talk about ways to protect your food and how long it lasts. Then Bob Chapman's coming up with a blitz of news. But eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, they have their Christmas and holiday specials right there. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.